What has been a mirage so far in the first 2 weeks of the season, and what has been for real? I'm going to give you some names of both players and teams, and you tell me if what they've done so far through 2 weeks has been a mirage or if it's been for real. We'll start with, for example, Baker Mayfield, off to a great start with the Tampa Bay Bucks. Mirage or for real?
For real. I think they are a pretty good offense, and he's a pretty good quarterback. I think he's always been. We've seen ups and downs, and he's talking about the comfort level. But, yeah, I'll say for real.
Okay.
How much do you want me to explain on these? Are these quick hitters?
Yeah, let's do quick hitters.
Okay,
here.
Bang it out.
How about Trevor Lawrence off to a slow start in Jacksonville?
Mirage. I still think he's good. It's getting harder and harder to explain away his losing and everything because he's clearly not special like he was supposed to be when he arrived at Clemson and heading into the NFL.
All right. How about Ramondre Stevenson?
For real, except for he's going to get hurt at some point.
Okay, so maybe not so real. I mean,
no, the production is real. He's that good, and when healthy, he is that good. Like Gerard Mayo said, he doesn't get enough credit. He thinks he's one of the better backs. I like Ramondre Stevenson when healthy. Sustainable? Probably not.
Okay, how about sticking with the Patriots, Hunter Henry? For real or a mirage?
A mirage. What we just saw, for real for him is four.
I think he's one of the leading tight ends in receiving after that game. So yeah,
I think it was his first career 100-yard game.
Is that right?
So it's a mirage.
Okay.
It's an absolute mirage. He's a good player, but good player for him is 4 for 47 and a touchdown, not 100.
Okay, well then, fine. If you split the two games then, because he didn't do much in the first game.
Mm-hmm. Well, he had the best pass defense in the game.
He had a great pass defense, that's true. But if through two games, however many catches in about, I don't know.
Oh, average
65 yards per game? Like, average that out. Is that a mirage? Is that for real?
For real in this offense, absolutely.
Okay, very good. How about Derek Carr?
Oh, absolutely a mirage. You think he's going to be the best quarterback in football?
I don't think he's the best quarterback
he's
in football
close.
Right now, but he's certainly up there.
How about they're 2-0 and they've scored 90 points. So are they going to be 17-0 and score like 700 points?
Alvin Kamara's done a lot of that. Let's do Alvin Kamara, real or mirage?
For real.
He's for real.
Absolutely.
Kyler Murray.
Mirage.
Mirage.
I'm just sticking with he's an overrated bum and he's been playing above his head.
All right. How about Christian Gonzalez?
For real.
He's for real.
Yeah, no, he's for real. I get caught up in the numbers, whatever. He's going to have some plays he gives up, but is he a good young corner? Yes, he's a good young corner.
Okay. Is he going to shadow Garrett Wilson tonight?
Probably not. I bet it'll be Jonathan Jones with safety help, and then Gonzo will take away, like, Lazard or something.
Oh, wow. Good.
Well, that's a Belichick.
Keep Lazard off the field.
There are still Belichickian. Oh, if it goes poorly, they'll switch it up.
I would
but
think,
But the Belichickian principle is double the one, put your best on the two, and now I've taken away your one and your two.
That's true. But it does seem like Gonzalez has been getting assignments, you know, like he got Chase, he got the,
but
not for the whole game, but you know, he did get a Metcalf.
Chase is interesting, well, but like last week, I mean, who's the one? Is it Lockett? Is it DK? Like you're just going to put him on DK, and it didn't work great anyway, even with him taking away what he took away.
It's true. All right, let's go to, how about a team? The Baltimore Ravens, 0-2, mirage or for real?
Mirage. They will be in January, and they will be a team to be dealt with in January.
All right, how about a team in their division? The Bengals, also 0-2, real or mirage?
I think real. I think they might have a bad year.
They suck, you think?
I think that coach might need to go.
Mm. All right, how about the 0-2 L.A. Rams, real or mirage?
Real, because they're real banged up, and that's a real problem for Sean McVay.
Okay, and finally, Keon White, one of the leading pass rushers in the NFL right now. Is that real or a mirage?
Mirage. He's a real good player, but he's on pace for 32 sacks or something
like that. Yeah, he's on pace for a lot.
That would be a record. He's not going to get a record. I'm not even sure he's a consistent, like, what
sack
Judon has been.
Guy?
Yeah.
Mm.
Judon was like a 14, 15, 16 sack guy.
Around that, yeah.
I think Keon White probably settles into the 10 sacks per year guy, but he's a good player. He is a good player, that I believe.
I had him as the MVP of the team, so I think it'd be hypocritical for me to say it's a mirage, but he's on a ridiculous pace right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, I don't think he's going to be Bruce Smith here in year two, but
and at
I
some
think
point,
he could be the MVP of the team for sure.
Don't they other teams say, well, I'm just not going to let you beat us. I'll make Wise,
I mean,
or
Seattle
Uche
started doing
or,
that in the second
right.
half, right. Yeah.
So I think at some point, game plans will be shifted towards, you know, Ty Law always talks about it, somebody who fears on offense.
Yes.
Defenses are going to say, I'm not letting you beat us with Keon White. Do it with somebody else.